Jacksonville Democratic Representative Kim Daniels is the bill's House sponsor.
House Bill 839 requires each district school board to adopt rules that require all schools and all buildings used by the school to display in a conspicuous place the state motto, In God We Trust.
In God We Trust can mainly be seen on money and even specialty license plates. So Daniel says, given its historical significance, why not schools?
In 1864, In God We Trust first appeared on a 2-cent piece. In 1957, a law was passed by joint resolution to declare that In God We Trust be placed on paper currency. This motto is inscribed on the walls of this great capital and inked in our currency, and it should be displayed so that our children will be exposed and educated on this great motto, which is a part of this country's foundation.
But Sue Waltonsky with parent group Common Ground opposes the bill. She calls it, quote, redundant and unnecessary.
Currently, state statute requires that the state flag be displayed in a suitable place in an appropriate manner on the grounds of every elementary and secondary public school, and that the school boards furnish those flags when necessary. So what that means is that current statute satisfies the requirement to display our state motto, which is, of course, on our state flag. Common Ground is opposed to bills that fail to address real issues in education and waste taxpayer and dollars and time.
Still, that did not deter a bipartisan group of lawmakers from supporting the bill. Like Daniels, Destin Republican Representative Mel Ponder is sponsoring the House bill as well.
Time and time again, I think we too, as a culture, as a nation, even other nations as well, from one generation to the next, will forget the testimony, will forget the heritage, will forget the DNA of what the prior generation brought to the table. For supporting something like this, it is already our state motto, but also is a bedrock that we as a state and we as a nation have developed and become upon. And I think how great of us to put honor where honor's due and celebrate a bedrock of our nation of In God We Trust, so that when the kids, if they ask, if it's in their school system, we have a testimony to share of what it means to us as a state and us as a nation.
And for Pierce, Democratic Representative Larry Lee agrees.
We look at what's happening with a lot of our young people today. We're taking God out of everything. This country was built on God. And when you look around right now, just go into your communities right now and see how many young people are even attending church anymore. Many of them don't even value or respect life anymore. So I think this is a great move.
According to the bill's staff analysis, district school boards will have to pay for the cost of putting the motto on the wall. Daniel says she doesn't see it as a significant cost. And while her measure has passed its first House committee, its Senate companion bill has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.